Time now for music and a sound blending alternative pop with chamber music and a visual style straight out of Kabuki theater. This is My Brightest Diamond.
I am a bird in water, a whale on sand. I am the flood, the fire, the oil spill.
That's the classically trained voice of Shara Warden. Once a student of opera, Warden shifted toward this more modern sound after school. She took on the stage name My Brightest Diamond with her 2006 debut, and now she's back with this record called All Things Will Unwind. Shara Warden joins me from member station WDET in Detroit. Hi, it's great to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you, Jackie.
So there's no mistaking the protagonist in this song. It's called Be Brave, and you're singing, Shara, now get to work. Shara, this is going to hurt. And I thought, we have to get to the story behind this song.
There's a lot of stories in this song, actually. I was writing this in the fall of 2009, and that year there were so many things happening environmentally and also so many things just concerning social justice. And so all of these really kind of intense concerns were hitting me at the same time, and I started thinking about my roots as an American Indian. I have a very small percentage of American Indian in my bloodline, and so I started thinking about like doing a rain dance of sorts to, you know, make things better.
Shara, now get to work. Shara, this is going to hurt. Be brave, dear one. Be a change to be undone. Be brave, dear one. Be a change.
You know, I know that you begin a European tour in a few days, and I would love it if you could describe what it's like to be watching you, because on top of everything else, visual elements play a really, really strong part in your performances, and we were kicking around how to describe it, and I came up with European agitprop, and our producer came up with Kabuki theater.
I first came to this kind of theater via bunraku, Japanese puppetry. I like the use of puppetry because I think it's sort of disarming and it allows us to think metaphorically and playfully about a subject. And so I sometimes wear a mask and sometimes do silly dances and tell stories and wear funny costumes.
Do you wear the mask we see you holding inside your CD cover?
Yes, sometimes. I asked my friend Lake Simons to make a puppet head of me as an old woman, sort of as the wise woman that I hope to be when I grow older.
My guest is singer and composer Shara Warden. Her new album with My Brightest Diamond is called All Things Will Unwind. It's a bit of a political album. Let's listen to this particular moment that starts off with a rat in the kitchen eating up all your cheese. Let's hear some of that one.
Well, I ain't gonna let you keep on eating and eating and eating. Ain't gonna let you keep on taking and taking and taking. I'm gonna treat you like the mouse that you are. Creeping in and eating up my house, you are. I ain't gonna stand it. I am gonna turn you out. Crack, snap, trap. This is my home. Step back.
So obviously, Shara, you wrote this before the Occupy Wall Street movement got started, but it seems to fit with that sentiment.
It's strange how that happens. That story came actually from a lecture that a friend gave to me on the history of Detroit. And one of the stories was about a man, Dr. Sweet, who was an African-American living in Detroit. And he moved into a white neighborhood in 1925. And about 400 or 500 of his neighbors showed up on his lawn with ill intent. And the story is quite tragic, and I was really moved by that story and thinking a lot about what it means to have a home, and especially in Michigan where there are so many foreclosures. And so I created this metaphor as a way of drawing a picture of a woman on her front porch defending her home against the forces that be.
I'm curious, your band is largely still in the New York area where you live for a long time. Why did you return to Michigan and to Detroit?
I have a friend from high school who lives on this block, and the block is doing amazing urban farming and gardening and just full of a lot of creative people. And my friend said to me one day, "I want to show you your house." And I was like, "What?" And we walked down the street, and I walked into this abandoned home, and I really could see my life there. So I thought that it kind of creates a sustainable place for me to be making the music that I want to make.
The song High, Low, Middle seems like it might be the sort of song that's informed by moving back to the block you just described. When you're privileged, you don't even know you're privileged. When you're not, you know. When you're happy, you don't even know you're happy. When you're not, you know.
I see my neighbors who work so very hard for so little. I have a neighbor, John, who has taken imitation perfume, and he walks several miles to set up a table in front of a grocery store. And you see someone like that who you know doesn't have electricity, and you're just wondering how in the world are they surviving. And you realize how privileged your own life has been, and you also feel some, I felt some need to speak to that.
I would say that Detroit is very lucky to have you, and we're very fortunate to have your new CD.
Thank you, Jackie.
That's Shara Warden. She's the front woman for the band My Brightest Diamond, and her new album is called All Things Will Unwind, and you can check out a few tracks on our website, nprmusic.org. Shara Warden, it's been a real pleasure, and wishing you all good luck on this tour.
Thank you so much.
And our program is directed today by Petra Mayer and edited by Kenya Young. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Megan Kane, Siri Grassley, Arthi Shahani, and our intern, Jessica Palumbo. The technical director is Melissa Marquis. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Our senior producer is Steve Lichtai. For Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode Sunday nights. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening.